Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a couple of minutes after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us on this faithless Friday. We appreciate the Jesus tap dance. Oh, I ruined it. Jesus tap dancing fuck out of it.
Let's try it one more time, guys. Can back we? To one, everybody.
We appreciate the Jesus tap dancing fuck.
I love it.
We appreciate the Jesus tap dancing fuck out of it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for the next couple hours spewing our usual fun at the right. Discombobulated a little bit today. We missed yesterday's show.
Oh, yes.
Because I was a strange person was in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And today.
If I had a nickel.
Today, our power was out for an extended period of time. Had to scuttle off to a coffee shop, etc., to actually work.
Yes.
But we're going to be here for the next couple hours. The power is back up. The gerbils are rerunning in the wheels somewhere here in Los Angeles, and our power's back up.
Is that what Richard Gere calls it now?
Oh, right. Gere joke. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I think the power outage was a sign from Yahweh.
It was from the Lord.
He likes not Faithless Friday.
Tweet us during this Faithless Friday show if you're listening live at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, a warm and loving, warm bosom of a community of angry liberals. All kinds of shit that we talk about here. Stuff we don't get to, memes and shit.
Memes.
And like us there, share us there.
By the way, shout out to Diets on Ice and Soup. Nice to have you on the Twitter.
Nice to
you know Diets on Ice and Soup.
I do.
She has changed her name. She's a regular listener.
Oh, well, welcome back.
Yes.
With the new nom de plume.
Oh, oui, oui.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, it won't cost you anything. If you go to our Amazon hole,
go to my hole,
buy stuff there through our Amazon portal, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh shit.
Whatever you buy there, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Kate, calm down.
Stop it.
Holy fucking shit. The dog is trying to get settled on her goddamn chair that she sits on during the show. I think she's trying to get comfortable. I understand. Imagine it, though. Imagine it. You're an animal.
It's memory foam. There's a dog running for its life somewhere in Korea right now that's slated for the fondue.
That's racist. You're saying Koreans eat dogs?
Okay,
dog or dog?
China.
Do they eat? No, really. Do people really eat dog in other parts of the world?
Yes.
How could they? It's a fucking dog. But I eat cow.
Right.
I eat shrimp.
And, lamb.
Oh, yes. I don't eat lamb. When do I eat lamb? Whenever.
You might.
Whenever I fucking feel like it.
Chicken?
I could go back to being a veg. It's better for the fucking environment.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but bacon's so good.
Yeah, that's true.
We can check out what's going on in the headlines here on this Friday.
Nine!
A lovely day in Southern California. Again, oh, yes. Apologies for missing yesterday's show. I had a dentist appointment, and I thought I might be able to make it, but my face was still quite drooly.
Yeah, you didn't look like you were wanted to do a show, or you wanted to do a show, but I don't know. It would have been uncomfortable, right?
I looked like I had extensive plastic surgery that didn't go well.
How the fuck can you do a radio show without a mouth?
So back today with shiny new rehab teeth. And
yay.
And again today it's we're discombobulated because the fucking power went out apparently in this whole neighborhood, because the website said it affected 2,500 customers.
Oh shit.
The outage today. Right. So
well, you know, if you're not satisfied with your power company, just go to the competitor. Right. Oh wait, it's a fucking monopoly. Yeah.
And then if you put solar panels on, they try to figure out a way to charge you for that.
In Arkansas, sure.
And Oklahoma, remember, right. Mary Fallon?
But not where?
Floridia.
But not where, though? Where do they not do that?
Oh, California.
Right here, baby.
Sure.
Right motherfucking here.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Los Angeles, California, Dateline, March 31st, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
It's going down the tubers.
Oh, yeah, for him. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It bait.
HuffPo.
Ate my dick.
Photograph of former...
Oh, yes.
National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
Hey, little Mikey Flynn. What have you been up to lately, douchebag?
Batshit Mikey Flynn.
Fuck you, Mikey.
Senate Intel Committee shoots down immunity last night. The news broke that allegedly Michael Flynn had said that he will sing like a canary. He'll still talk. He's going to talk. He's going to sing like a bird.
Which infers that. He did some bad shit, right? Or somebody else did some bad shit.
Yes. Right. If you're not guilty of anything, why are you requesting immunity? And I just saw a headline a few minutes ago that said that Flynn's new lawyer,
yes,
is a never Trump.
Oh God,
Republican.
Jeez.
Hates Trump, so
you know,
Mike, that doesn't bode well for Trump.
No.
If Flynn's hiring people that hate Trump.
Yeah. You know, Flynn, I don't know what you're thinking. I would hire a good lawyer. Who gives a fuck
if
they hate
Trump? Probably a good lawyer that
Trump
also...
I mean, you're going to spend the rest of your life in fucking jail, stupid.
It's probably a good lawyer that, as a sweet bonus, also hates Trump.
Yes.
Because if he felt like he was getting tossed under the bus by the Trump administration... And he's like, I ain't going down alone.
Right.
And this is what happens when when you surround yourself
with dickheads,
with rogues. Yeah. With horrible, nefarious people.
Yes. You know, I think I was reading the LA Times, and I believe they called Scott Pruitt the EPA douche. He said that they said that is the most radical Trump cabinet appointee.
Yeah.
He's nuts. But I always thought of Flynn as a nutball, though.
Yeah, well, Flynn is
so
a
unlikable.
Nutball.
I mean, if there's anybody that can go down in this scandal, God, let it be Flynn.
They say he's scrambling to save himself from prosecution.
Ugh.
Offered to for immunity.
Faking death.
Offered for immunity to tell Congress what he knows about the Russian involvement. And he's hired a lawyer who's been a vocal opponent of Trump. Flynn's lawyer, Robert Kellner.
Yes.
Issued a statement. General Flynn certainly has a story to tell.
Oh, shit.
And he very much wants to tell it, should the circumstances permit.
Jeez. So coy, you know what I mean?
Flynn told the FBI and Congress that he would be willing to testify in their investigations if he could receive immunity from prosecution.
I would be like, what do you want me to do with this dingbat? The guy that suggested that Al-Qaeda had directions on road signs at our border instructing terrorists how to sneak in. Wasn't that him?
Yes.
And bananas.
Forwarded Pizzagate.
Oh, yeah.
Tweets.
That's the worst.
And I never saw a Muslim he didn't want to put in a prison camp.
And also, wasn't he a lobbyist for Turkey or some shit like that?
While working on the campaign and after the campaign was over.
What a twant!
He then, retroactively designated himself as a foreign agent.
Retroactively?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which means, I didn't say at the time, but I was a foreign agent then too, so I'm just going to fill out this piece of paper that changes the date.
It's not like calling shotgun when you get in a car, right?
I guess it does.
Is that me? Oh, that's you? Through alarm clock.
Shit. So, NBC is reporting that the Senate Intelligence Committee has turned down Flynn's request for immunity.
Go fuck yourself.
Saying it's wildly preliminary and not on the table at this time. They don't even know what he knows. They need to find out. That ain't how it works, Snowflake.
That's
Flynn.
Right.
You don't just offer immunity and then be like, well, I'll tell you what I know after I get the immunity. That's not how it fucking works. They got to know it's worth giving you immunity.
He has to prove that he has leverage, right? That he can tell them something they aren't going to learn anywhere else.
And the only reason that they would grant him immunity is if the information he has leads to bigger fish.
I mean,
if it's smaller fish, nobody cares. They'd rather get him. If it's, I don't know, someone named Bannon, someone named Trump, then there's some shit going down. And one of the other bit of news that was out was that the, libs and others have been screaming, well, why the fuck didn't Comey talk about this when he decided to release the bullshit about the email?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Her email about Hillary's email.
The lie. That was a lie.
Well, but now they're saying that, what was the lie?
The fact that he had more shit to investigate on Hillary. He made that bullshit announcement right before the election on a Sunday, right?
They were doing it. They had those new emails from Wiener's laptop. So that was true.
Okay.
It was just the fact that he put it out in the public.
Right.
Unnecessarily.
Yeah.
He could have waited.
But didn't he infer that there was something incriminating in those emails? He didn't.
No, the right did. He said, there's some more emails we're looking into.
Okay.
Just thought you guys should know. We don't know what's in it yet. We haven't looked at it.
Oh, my God.
And the right said,
boo.
String her up, lock her up. Obviously, here's proof that she's a criminal. And a lot of dummies voted.
Yeah.
That was the last 2 weeks of the fucking election.
Right. And that's enough for those dummies.
And then the Friday before the election, he was like, oh, well, never mind. We looked at him. There's nothing there. But by then it was too late. And you can't tell a Republican or a conservative anything. You're like, oh, well, there's nothing there. That's a lie. It's a cover up. No, they said they never said there was anything there.
There were people protesting
Pizzagate,
calling for an investigation of Pizzagate, a thing that doesn't fucking exist.
Yeah. But now they're saying that it could be far more ominous a sign to Schittler that Comey didn't say anything at the time, because they're very sensitive about compromising some of their sources that might be, I don't know, a high ranking Russian official,
right?
Or maybe, you know, some other.
Do we have assets in Russia?
Of course.
That are high ranking?
Of course.
Do we know who they are?
Well, no,
they're
don't.
Secret.
They do. But one of the things is, Comey may have been hesitant.
Yes.
Because he didn't even want to disclose, or let's say he especially didn't want to disclose, to Trump and to his administration the names of these assets, Because if somebody truly is compromised, what's to keep, let's say, Flynn from getting the list of, here's where we're getting this intel from. It's the vice poobah of Vladivostok,
yes,
in Russia.
Nine.
And then Flynn says, oh, that's great, and picks up his cell phone and calls Putin.
Hello.
And says, I got the name of a spy in your organization.
Man, we can't trust the executive branch.
So they're saying that it might not have been the wrong move for Comey, or it might not have been nefarious for Comey to keep quiet about the investigation of Trump, that he kind of wanted to.
Comey didn't want to tell Trump.
He wanted to put out there during the election.
Oh, okay.
And it was shot down.
Because Obama didn't want it politicized, is that?
Well, yeah, one of the reasons. And Mitch the Bitch threatened it outright, according to reports.
What a piece of shit that
Mitch
guy
got
is.
The same information and said, if you put this out there, we're going to say that you're just doing it for politics.
Is it true the lips of Mitch McConnell have officially disappeared?
The same place that Jefferson Beauregard Sessions' lips went.
Oh, God. What are these white guys with no fucking lips? Gross.
So, they're saying that it might not, it actually might look worse for Trump. Because if Comey has a reason to keep things from Trump.
From the fucking president!
It worried that it might go right back to Russia. That doesn't bode well for what information he might have, and this might really...
Right.
Past couple of days, I've seen multiple reports that kind of start saying the same thing, that, you know, this looks like the cover-up is starting to unravel, that there is obviously a cover-up. Nunes is a fucking idiot. I mean, these people aren't good at this. They're so dumb. Nunes has been there for a while, too, but this shit that he's doing, that he did with that ridiculous stunt...
Do you think Trump is just so bombastic in the people he works with? He demands these ridiculous fucking results. And so people have to do stupid shit.
That's kind of what I was just going to say, like Spicy, too. I mean, he's a loathsome reptile, ultimately, right, who's handed over any scruples he may have had. But when it boils down to it, he's taking his orders from Schittler, who's a sad little baby man who doesn't allow any dissent. It sounds like he doesn't allow conflicting opinions, or he doesn't even listen to people.
Think about it. Obama was the Harvard Law Review. He was the editor.
Mm-hmm.
Trump has a similar history. He had his own university named after him, but it didn't go well.
And a
$25 million lawsuit approved today.
And a Trump college too, wasn't there another scam?
The executive training school or some fucking bullshit. This guy is a fucking artist.
And if you're a billionaire, why are you putting your name on shitty steaks? Why are you putting your name on water? Why are you know, there's just no reason to do that.
If I'm a billionaire, I'm not starting a university. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, there's
I
just
don't care.
No reason to do it.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna start a university. I'm gonna put my name on steaks.
Adam Schiff, California, the House Intelligence Committee ranking member, the Democrat, who's battling with the head of the panel, Nunes, whose tongue is so far up Trump's ass, it's tickling his uvula.
Yummy, yummy. You're turning orange.
He said, we should first acknowledge what a grave and momentous step it is for a former national security advisor to the president of the United States to ask for immunity from prosecution.
Oh, shit.
We will be discussing the matter with our counterparts on the Senate Intelligence Committee and the Department of Justice. Meanwhile, the Senate Intelligence Committee are the adults in the room right now, it seems.
Right.
While Mr. Flynn's testimony is of great interest to our committee, we're also deeply mindful of the interests of the Department of Justice in the matter. In other words, DOJ might want to prosecute, and the FBI might want to prosecute. So they don't want to piss off these other entities by saying, we'll give you immunity if you talk. And the FBI might be like, hold the phone. We got a criminal investigation going here.
Right. So who gets to prosecute people? I mean, what's the priority? I mean, is the DOJ above?
I think,
it's above FBI.
Well, I don't. The FBI can only recommend. The DOJ ultimately files the. I would assume ultimately files.
God, so if Flynn came out and said, "Hey, I'm going to testify against Schindler," and then they said no, they say the government says no, then where does Flynn go? He's just out there, hated.
Well, he's. They're saying we'd love to have you testify. We're not giving you immunity.
He's like, why the fuck would I do it then, dummy?
So they're saying we're waiting for justice and we're waiting for the FBI. So his lawyer says is trying to shut down this speculation that obviously why would an innocent guy seek immunity? By saying no reasonable person who has the benefit of advice from counsel would submit to questioning in such a highly politicized witch hunt environment.
Witch hunt.
Without assurances against unfair prosecution.
My God, Hillary Clinton must be just losing her mind. He's stomping around in the living room yelling at Bill, drinking.
Meanwhile, Schindler, this morning, 10 hours ago,
okay.
2:22 p.m. here. So 4 a.m., 4:22 our time. That's 7 in the morning.
Let me get out my baby fingers.
Says, Mike Flynn should ask for immunity in that this is a witch hunt. Excuse for big election loss. What big election loss, you fucking twunt? There is no big election loss anywhere by any measure.
Right. Take out election. Take out election. Take out the word election from that sentence. Yes, there's a big loss. The loss is that the fucking GOP and Trump fucking stole this fucking election, stole the SCOTUS, and we're just getting fucked and fucked and fucked. God.
He says it's a witch hunt by media and Dems of historic proportion.
God. Don't you hope on some level we can get some sort of justice out of this Russia thing that, like, Trump can get prosecuted and all? Something can happen to this Bannon fuck? Because they're just fucking up the country otherwise. Ugh.
Although he does, like I said, his lawyer in that statement did say he has a story to tell. So he dropped a little morsel out there. But they're just going to, he's going to have to tell him a bit of what he knows and say, look, if he's willing to flip and we might get Trump, then suddenly you might be seeing some immunity flying towards Flynn, and then he better have bodyguards and food tasters.
Yeah, I can see somebody really interested in... Who the fuck wants to protect a guy that was sucking off Putin? Running to Russia. Coordinating between the Trump campaign and Russia. I mean, that's... Fuck him.
Right. Oh, that's Marianne. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking at our Twitter.
Or earlier,
Said, welcome back. We haven't heard from her in a while.
Yeah, just so everybody knows what we're talking about. That was that weird...
There was a tweet, and I think she changed her handle on the Twitter.
Okay.
Not her tweet. Not her Twitter, but the... You know, you can change your name that's next to your...
Diets on Ice and Soup.
Diets on Ice and Soup.
Tweet us at Crab Diving, please. We'll give you a shout-out, maybe.
The... who knows? It's day by day, even though we're still trying to fucking rely on honest Republicans or Republicans with scruples.
If they had scruples.
Like I demand a blowjob from a unicorn.
Right.
It's just as likely.
Listen, if a unicorn blows you, that's fine. But what are you going to do with that horn, though?
No horn. I was just going to say, you're getting it right
through. You're getting it right through the stabbed thing. In the chest.
Maybe it's retractable. Like a...
How sad could you imagine a unicorn?
Not if they're doing it from behind.
Oh, yes.
That's funny. Oh, I forgot what you're talking about.
I don't know, Trump and Flynn fuckers. And all this bullshit. Hey, if you GOP motherfuckers had any fucking scruples, you would have stood up to this guy in the primary and you wouldn't have stood for this shit. I mean, because it's not like, this Russia shit is bad.
Well,
but what he
of them,
said during the election is heinous.
A couple of them did. And then they were... Oh, come on.
But they're big pussies about it. Come on. You get a similar figure.
There was a comma there. I just got distracted by a picture on Drudge. Some of them did. And then Cravenly turned around and sucked Trump penis wrinkle after he won the primary. They were like, oh, it's disgusting. It's like Chaffetz, that Craven turd on so many levels. But Chaffetz is one of those, I don't think I can support him. Oh, it's just awful. I don't support anything he says. I don't support. And then Trump.
God. What they're going through watching the Freedom Caucus and Trump and then the whatever you want to call these weird ass moderate mutant Republicans, to see them fight is really a beautiful thing. It's great. I hope this is the end of the fucking GOP. They're pieces of fucking shit. And to those of you that say, as libs, we can't gloat, we can't shove this right in their fucking face, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. The GOP should be shamed. If you voted for Shitler, you should be shamed. Fuck you.
Speaking of fuck you, over at the Drudge Report, where the, the lower...
Fucking idiots.
The more elementary grades hang out. It's like at my school, it was first through fourth was in one building, and then fifth through eighth was in the other.
I know some smart kids, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot of smart GOP. Name me one.
Well, I think they're smart, but then slash evil.
Yeah.
So, but then there's dumb and evil, like Trump. There's smart and evil, like Ted Cruz.
You know, but we talk about this. Sometimes their evil is couched in weird shit, like racism and sexism. And that, to me, is a sign of ignorance. So,
it's tied in the pandering to racists and sexists.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That they might not necessarily hold those beliefs, but they're more than happy to pretend they do in order to get the yokels to vote for them.
Right.
Over at the Drudge Report, it says, according to Mattis, North Korea must be stopped. Here we go. They're hard. These are the guys who ran on all these wars. Trump is like, I'm going to get rid of these wars we're not paying for. One of the few things I agree with him on was trillions of dollars on the credit card that Dickwad Cheney and G.W. Bush, in addition to killing hundreds of thousands of people.
Pieces of shit.
Put on they're just like, well, we don't need to pay for it.
Yeah, fuck it. Well, the future generations will pay for it, you know? You're still worse than Trump, you piece of shit.
For no reason.
Oh, yeah.
Other than greed.
But see, listen to them talk about North Korea. You think that's any coincidence that's going on with this fucking scandal?
That's what's happening now
time.
It's just a hard on for a different place to bomb.
Yeah.
Instead of,
well, it's
a
distraction.
I think we should not go to the Middle East, but let's bomb the shit out of North Korea.
But don't you think it's like North Korea is a threat? Let's concentrate on that. Let's not look at this fucking scandal I'm embroiled
in. Is it? He's a nutball, but he's got to be a nutball that can't be crazy enough to think that if he gets one or two warheads, that, because, you know, once they figure out how to do it, it ain't like they start cranking them out like Ford.
Who's
in
they?
The in
Who's
the early the North Koreans.
North Koreans, yeah.
Once they get to that point where they figure out how to make the big boom bigger, actually, they know they already have nukes. They don't have the technology to send it all the way here. They're working on intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Lovely. But Schindler doesn't care. I mean, he'll poke them and fuck with them because it'll be a distraction from his fucking scandal.
Right.
It's like the dog shit.
It's not a real threat. He's a lunatic saber rattler, just like Saddam Hussein was. It's another paper tiger that we're going to go after. Yeah, he's got nukes, and yeah, he's crazy, but I don't think he's crazy enough to launch a first strike at the United States because even he could do math, Kim Jong-un, and can say, my one or two missiles that I send at the United States are going to be responded, and North Korea will be glass. The entire fucking country.
You think about it, like what those people go through living under that Kim Jong-un. Yeah. I mean, we should
You know, if we really wanted to be the policeman of the world, things would be a lot fucking different. I think we would be talking about North Korea differently. I think we'd be talking about them in terms of how do we get their starving people to have food? Right. You know, how do we make the world a better place?
Well, if that were the case, though, we'd be in Africa.
Oh, yeah, that's for fucking
sure. And
we'd
be in South America. And we'd
How about that? Yeah, all of a sudden you got a warlord named Kony running around in the woods. And what do we send? 100 fucking advisors? 100 fucking people. And why? Because their skin is not fucking white and there ain't no oil.
A couple of drones would have been perfect. Like a couple of heat sensing drones, maybe fly over there, use technology to find them. Because that was the problem was they're in dense jungle. They couldn't find them. In the desolate jungle, they would just sneak away. And then they had, he had spies in villages that would warn him if the soldiers were coming through or coming near, they would scurry ahead and warn him to get the hell out of there. So it was really hard to find.
Right.
But then, if we would have more technology,
but it
wasn't a priority because
but nobody wants to go to the American people and say, hey, look, there's some people that aren't white over here that needs help. Well, we're going to help them.
Well, we don't exactly have the warmest, fuzziest reputation in certain parts of the world anyway.
Why would we?
Right.
Why the fuck would we in the Middle East with the drones?
South America. How many regimes there, Central South America, did we fuck with? And then the people end up getting screwed because some dictator takes over.
Yeah.
So that's why we're hated in so many places.
Right.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. It says, according to Mattis, North Korea must be stopped.
Oh, my God.
Defense Secretary James Mattis said, right now, North Korea appears to be going in a very reckless manner, and that has to be stopped. He didn't give any details about it.
Of course not. Or evidence or anything like that. He just said it.
Yeah. I think it's just probably reverse saber rattling. It's Kim Jong-un is testing missiles, so we've got to say, yeah, you better knock it off.
And then they send the one guy that everyone says maybe Mattis is reasonable. See, they're sending out their bullshit reasonable guy to say this.
Well, yeah, it's levels, right?
I mean, I just don't believe it, though. To me, it seems like they're making him say it because there's credibility with this guy.
And he is defense secretary, but compared to,
it's like Colin Powell, it's like goddamn deja fucking vu.
Compared
to Colin Powell to deliver his bullshit fucking message.
Oh, yeah.
And now we got this Mattis guy who is very similar to how Colin Powell was seen in the context of Bush.
The adult in the room.
The Mattis is not the fucking adult in the room. If he tells us we need to invade North Korea, can we please not agree with him or believe him? He is full of shit, just like fucking Colin Powell was. And all these fucking GOP assholes. The only reason they're talking about North Korea like this because the shit is hitting the fan. You think if they would have passed Trump Care or they anything, or maybe if the Muslim ban would not have been overturned, they'd be saying this bullshit about North Korea? Because Tillerson said, what did he say a couple of weeks ago? Diplomacy has failed.
With North Korea.
And he'd been in the job 2 fucking weeks.
Well, and what diplomacy is he doing? We don't even know what he's doing.
God,
he's not taking press with him. It's very strange. And I saw another report, I think it was last night, that the State Department doesn't know. They don't know what they're doing. They're like, we don't know what he does, and we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is going to be another one of those Republican, let's kill the office.
Yeah.
And then say, look, it's bad. Doesn't work. Well, you just fucking killed it.
You think about
doesn't work.
What the fallout was from GW and those assholes lying us into a fucking war. So what if Schittler lies us into a war? What is that going to fucking look like?
Right.
It's going to look worse, I guess.
So those are your headlines on this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen, here at Crab Diving.
Oh, shit.
I've got another story here. Let's do some good news.
Okay.
What the fuck? Let's try to.
Jeez.
It's like a good sherbet. In between courses.
Yes.
To
cleanse the palate.
In really fancy places, they serve you a little sorbet, a little sherbet.
Is this story supposed to wash away the rage?
No.
Okay.
But you know,
it's something.
The Supreme Court, SCOTUS, you may have heard of it.
SCOTUS.
There may be good news, question mark, on the horizon for future decisions. And this is one of those cases where it's not a big, flashy case. But when you look at it on the surface, you can't even really, you wouldn't think it would also possibly help future LGBT issues and or future labor issues.
Okay.
But it kind of might.
Oh, awesome.
It was a case called Expressions Hair Design versus Schneiderman.
Schneiderman.
Which I believe is the Attorney General of New York.
Right.
And it was a case that was challenging how merchants can treat customers that pay with credit cards.
Okay.
It's a very odd case.
Oh, is this bullshit thing? If you pay with a credit card, we're going to charge you a $1 service fee and all that crap?
Right. But they said you can't do that.
Yeah.
But.
Yes.
You can say, this is how crazy it is. You can say, we'll give you a discount if you pay cash.
Oh, I see. I see.
So you can't officially call it a surcharge on right. credit card users. That would be discriminatory. But you can.
Yes.
Offer an incentive to cash paying customers.
So depending on the ruling on this case.
Well, no, that's what they ruled.
Oh, okay. So this could help LGBT people.
Well, it has to do with is the section. And this is Judge Roberts wrote this opinion. A section that says it does not give broad, that this decision doesn't give businesses broad license to challenge regulations they would prefer not to comply with on free speech grounds. I think one of the things they were trying to say, one of their ridiculous lawyer arguments was that by saying, I can't charge you more for credit cards, you're infringing on my free speech.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, that's how they're trying to get away with LGBT discrimination, hence this passage that kind of Roberts writes, imagine a law requiring all New York delis to charge $10 for their sandwiches. Okay, so somehow right. they pass a law that says you got to charge $10.
Okay.
To be sure, in order to actually collect that money, a store would likely have to put $10 on its menus or have its employees tell customers that price. Those written or oral communications would be speech, and by the law, determining the amount charged would be indirectly dictate the content of that speech. What a ridiculous...
God damn.
But the law's effect on speech would only be incidental. Its primary effect on conduct. In other words, what he's saying is it's not. He goes through a long...
It's not what?
He's like, it's not. Their argument is invalid.
Right.
To try to say that everything ultimately boils down to free speech and free expression.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So like if you're saying, you know, you can't discriminate against gay people, that you're infringing upon my right to be a big fucking idiot bigot.
Right.
Okay. God, I hate that argument.
So he's saying that it doesn't raise First Amendment problems because it, through two or three layers, has an impact on free speech. So that might set precedent for these assholes who are trying to say, I don't want to have to serve gay people.
God, who the fuck thought of this?
Or, I don't want to have to do that shit.
Right. Well, that's good news, but convoluted, right?
Last month, the Washington Supreme Court,
yes,
Washington State, unanimously ruled against that florist who claimed it was a free speech right to discriminate against LGBT customers.
Fuck you.
She said if she wasn't allowed to discriminate, then she would have to sell flowers to same-sex weddings, and that would somehow convey a message that she endorses such marriages.
Nah. You're worried, you idiot. Somebody's going to think I'm gay if I sell gay wedding flowers. Something like that.
Don't put my name in your program.
They don't want to be associated with gay people. That's this whole fucking thing. They feel weird about it. Get over it.
And it says there are a bunch of similar cases in lower courts, and this decision might help shut down a lot of those lawsuits.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The other aspect of it for unions,
yes,
is again these lawsuits where people are bitching, employees are bitching, and who don't want to join the union,
right?
But then they don't want to pay that fair negotiation fee or whatever you call it, like
right.
Like sometimes they'll say
that comes out of your check, right?
Even if you don't join the union. The union is spending millions and millions of dollars lobbying and fighting for these protections that you are going to benefit from. Even
yeah.
though you're not in the union, you still get the same benefits
right.
as being in the union. You're just a dickwad. And remember, their reason is, well, these unions give out, they endorse candidates, and I'm against that candidate. It's
Got
my
it.
Free speech.
That's ridiculous.
How dare they like Obama? That Negro.
But is that
my tag, my money, yeah, my yeah. dues money is going to help that Negro.
Oh God.
That's, you know, one of their arguments.
That's a bullshit argument.
So they say it's free speech.
Blah.
But this court case may set precedent on that it's not a speech. You can't say it's a free speech aspect
right.
of it.
No, you can't.
So there you go. Possibly,
yes.
Some bad news
for the bigots.
For some of these bigots and for some of these anti-union people, also.
Yeah. God, I just don't get it, man. You have a florist business, or you're a baker. You don't want to take a job because somebody's gay. That is bananas.
So sad.
See, like that sort of makes the case for like the free market will take care of things, right? I mean, you should be.
But
I mean,
it doesn't.
Getting,
but yeah. it doesn't. Let's go to Tupelo, Mississippi.
Right.
And let's hang up a no Negroes allowed sign
no,
in a restaurant.
With it. The market's fine with
I
it
I think
there.
The market, yeah, will be okay.
Oh, God.
And that's the whole point of that yes, ridiculous yeah. argument.
My God. America needs a fucking babysitter because we have some immature motherfuckers in this country that just can't be trusted to behave.
We've got. The internets are still a couple of days later laughing and arguing over this Mike Pence bullshit. This ties in a little bit with our Faithless Friday here, where we let our atheism dangle out a little bit more.
What up,
than
Jesus?
Usual. I don't know where the article came out. I think it was in Washington Post.
Yes.
They did a profile of our VPOTUS.
Okay.
Mike Pence, the man who looks like he should be wearing a pilgrim outfit all the time.
It's that haircut.
Looks like he should be dunking witches in the water.
Yeah. He's got to do something about that fucking hair. It's a hair.
And weird it's just looking. The attitude. It's that, yeah. that prigness, that sanctimony.
Oh, yeah.
The religious moolah bullshit.
And he's the real deal. I think he's the
I
real
think
thing.
He's terrifyingly the yeah. real deal. Yeah.
He believes all that garbage.
So during this, in this profile, there was they mentioned that he, quote, never eats alone with a woman other than his wife. And he won't attend events featuring alcohol without her by his side no. either.
God, you are mentally ill.
Yeah, it's just so, I don't know how anybody
Jeez.
In 2017. Okay, I'll get the alcohol. Let's carve the two two issues. I think the alcohol, one could say, all right, well, maybe he's had an issue in the
right.
past.
Okay.
Maybe he's got some little drinking problems.
Yes.
He can't control himself.
Right.
And the wife is a supportive mitigating factor.
Sure.
She makes sure he doesn't get drunk and start hitting on guys. Excuse me.
Oh,
she
geez.
Makes sure he doesn't get drunk and act inappropriately.
Don't you go down to that glory hole, Mike.
Remember that time you had those tequila shooters?
You got spit roasted.
Yeah, you had pink eye for a week.
You had spit roasted at the RNC. Pink eye. That's funny.
So, it's... Yeah, the other part, I guess you could find a sane
freak,
a sane explanation for not going anywhere. There's booze without his wife. That's a stretch, though. That's also odd.
How stupid. You don't drink, dude.
Never eating alone with a woman other than your wife is fucked up.
And when
it's fucked up.
It really is fucked up. When does that come up anyway? I mean, do you really need that rule?
Well, what if you have a meeting, and especially someone like him? What if Elizabeth Warren had a meeting with him?
Do not consume a single calorie or you will burn in hell.
Right. Is he afraid he's going to leap over the table and start fucking Elizabeth Warren?
Ah, by the way, Elizabeth Warren, if she's listening, she is not happy with this segment. I got to fuck him and have dinner with this creep.
Okay, Michelle Bachmann. Or is he worried that he is so animally magnetic that women just can't keep their hands off of his Christo pecker.
His hog?
And they're just going to fling themselves at him.
Maybe I don't know.
I would say, what's wrong with you that you don't trust yourself?
Well, I would say he's fucked up.
I look upon him less because of this. I don't think it's noble that he's taking himself away from temptation, which is, here's a little bit.
You know, I don't know. I think this guy's got some leather pants and some whips and some.
Here's a little fucking bit. Oh, sure. Ball sure, gag, yeah. Gimp outfit.
The graduated glass dildo to go in my ass.
Here's a little bit of things got a little heated at The View. I don't know that we've ever. I think we might have played a Whoopi.
The fucking View.
But here's The View.
Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, it's not rape.
And
that's her.
Yeah, she's said some pretty heinous things.
Things.
But here is The View, and this is Joy Behar not putting up with any shit.
Awesome.
But listen to this other idiot. I don't. Sunny Hostin is her name, and she's basically defending it. Like
God.
She says, she even uses that ridiculous part of that Catholic prayer that I used to have to recite.
Blue.
The act of contrition.
Oh, yes.
Avoiding the near occasion of sin. I'm going to be noble and not even put myself in the position where I might be able to commit a sin. To me, that tells me you're a weak-minded monster.
And meanwhile, avoiding sin, I'm dodging Father Mulcahy at every fucking corner.
Right. The View.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you, I have sad news for Vice President Mike Pence groupies out there. Well, two of you.
Who are they?
He's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy.
So, you know, I like a personality. Hello.
I like Mike Pence.
Apparently, he won't go out to dinner with a woman, we've heard, unless his wife Karen is with him too. Mm-hmm. And he won't attend any event where booze is served without her either.
God.
Who he also refers to as mommy.
Oh, yeah. Mother.
Blair's mother.
I won't
no,
go
Reagan
out.
Was mommy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Reagan called Nancy mommy. Mommy?
Yes, mommy.
What is wrong with you guys? You GOP fuckers are just, God.
It's the 21st century.
We're not
doing the crucible.
Mike.
Fucking.
Go suck a dick or something. Tell your wife you like dudes.
Which is the overwhelming comments in every, when we put it on our Facebook page, everybody responds. He's just desperate for cock.
Oh yeah.
Even on the news stories, you go down to the comments and everyone's like, closet case.
Yeah.
Dinner with a woman, we've heard, unless his wife Karen is with him too. Mm-hmm. And he won't attend any event where booze is served without her either. Now, what is he afraid of?
Self-control? It's that real, the near temptation of sin that I talk about all the time. Uh-huh. I mean, I think he's a man of faith. And what good is going to happen having dinner with another woman?
What do you mean what good is going to happen?
You might have a good time. You might have a good conversation. Maybe they're going to have a meeting about fucking work. What the fuck planet does these wackos live on?
These idiots think that a male and a female can't look at each other without somehow jamming something in each other's holes.
Who the fuck does Mike Pence think he is anyway?
Right.
Who wants to fuck that tub of shit?
We talked about this yesterday.
God.
It's more Like the whole trans thing. When Louis Gohmert said, well, when I was in school, I would have put on a dress and gone into the woman's locker room to see them titties.
You're fucked up.
That says more about your lack of character, you shitbag, and your parents' failure to raise a decent human being than it does about the trans community. Anyway,
yeah, it's just,
but this is the same
it's
issue.
Bananas.
This is them blaming
bananas
their own failings on everybody else and making everybody else succumb to ridiculous, onerous, dogmatic rules.
And it's odd
because they can't keep from, I don't know, raping women. They can't keep from diddling kids. They can't keep from all the shit.
We're talking about the GOP.
Well, I'm talking about uber Christians, but they can't themselves. This is your mental illness,
right?
GOP Christo loons.
And by the way, Pence, all these ladies out there, like, thank you. I don't want to go to dinner with you, but my God, you got to go. If you got to have a dinner meeting with him, you got to sit with him.
I'm sure on behalf of many women
and his wife,
they're grateful.
You got to sit with his wife as well.
She may be lovely, delightful. I don't know her.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's a real bowl of fucking cherries.
All the time. I mean, I think he's a man of faith. And what good is going to happen having dinner with another woman where booze is flowing? I mean, you can
maybe he'll say something he doesn't want to say.
I don't know. No. You can have coffee. I think it's a sign of respect.
It kind of rolls people out because I have guy friends. And like,
it's a sign of respect to who?
It's fucked up. It's sexist. It's all kinds of fucked up.
Well, and does that mean, what about the capacity of his job? I'm sure there has got to be an occasion where he has to have a one-on-one meeting.
Well, he's in the GOP.
With a female.
He's in the GOP. What are you talking about?
And if that doesn't instantly show you that in any Pencean organization, women are going to be marginalized.
Oh, fuck yes.
You don't have two brain cells to rub together if you can't see that.
What I would say to you is, what women in what organization is this fuckhead working with, by the way? Who's working with
him? On his staff.
There's women on his staff? Every picture I've seen is Schittler.
I'm sure there are.
It's just dudes.
I'm sure there are, but they're Stepford-y.
All right.
Christo loons.
It's a white little pasty fat sausage fest.
But why is Joy... I mean, I guess it gets a little... more heated later on, but why is Behar not jumping on this and saying, what do you mean you can't, what do you mean what good is going to happen?
She's been gotten to. Don't you think Joy Behar has been gotten to? They're like, listen, Joy, you better take it easy on that Christabanne loon.
What
on
bad
the show.
Is going to happen?
Fuck, I don't know.
And then they would say, well, they might be sexually attracted to each other.
Bleh.
And share fluids.
Bleh. There's nobody. Who the fuck is attracted to Mike fucking Pence?
This is men not taking responsibility.
Oh, absolutely not. Do they think?
Again, this is Pence not taking responsibility for his own cock. And saying, oh, well, mother's not there, so I can't guarantee that I just wouldn't grab her and fuck the shit out of her right there on that table.
Mother's not here. I'm taking my dick out and put it on the salad plate.
God, it's so nauseating.
The cock
there's
off.
There's no reason. There's no reason. This is not 1840.
They
Sorry.
Are children.
Yeah.
These people are fucking idiot children.
And again, dominionists trying to ram their religious bullshit and their... insecurities and fucking hang-ups on the rest of us.
And this Pence, he wants to be czar of the vagina. He wants to dominate the fucking vagina.
In that way.
Not in the other way.
No.
Mother has to come along for dinner.
You.
So I don't take out my dick and what? Ear fuck me?
I think it's a sign of respect.
It kind of rolls people out because I have guy friends. And like, I mean, Max and I talk before I go out with them, but like, I have some really dear friends that happen to be guys. And like, we hang out. I don't think it's dinner without wine, so there's going to be booze.
Oh, you whore, you slut, you temptress. That's Satan coming through.
But we like just, chill, and I feel like it narrows you if you can't have any male friends.
Well, it's also
I'm with you.
Go ahead. Bizarre.
Okay, hold on. We're now going to get the world according to A-Rod, who is sitting in on
A-Rod's
the panel today.
A-Rod's on the View. I think because A-Rod took a broadcasting job with Fox Sports or something like that. He's probably promoting the baseball season's coming up or something.
I'm with you, Sarah, because I think if you have crystal clear communications and you set the parameters and you say, here's what I'm going to do, here's what time I'm getting home, I don't think you should be able to discriminate.
Wait, did you?
Well, shut up.
This is A-Rod.
You fucking idiot.
Who's blown his load in more directions.
Am I getting told how to have dinner with somebody by a guy that made $500,000 playing baseball, shooting steroids up his asshole the whole fucking time?
We're being told how not to marginalize women by A-Rod.
Let's define it. Yeah, yeah. By fucking A-Rod. By the way, do you remember... A-Rod, when he tried to appeal some suspension he got from Major League Baseball, he wanted people to come to Bud Selig's office in fucking New York City and protest on his behalf, and he had to pay them. He had to pay brown people to come root for him.
It's like Trump.
Yeah, I think it was $50 in lunch. I'm not kidding.
But you go out with people, like you said, you have business. Most of your people in your company are women.
Well, there's a lot. Probably 30-35% of our employees are women.
He obviously has an on-call eyebrow sculptor.
You know.
Because he's got some.
Right.
He's got some manscaped eyebrows going on right
now. Have you
right
seen
now.
The picture? He's got a painting hanging in his, wherever the fuck he lives.
Of himself.
Yeah. As a minotaur. what is a minotaur?
I've seen that.
As a horse. As a horse. The bottom. Your bottom is a horse and your top is human, right?
No. The minotaur is the bull. You're thinking of a centaur.
He's a centaur.
Yeah.
He's insane.
Women and at the executive level, and there's a lot of CEOs you have to deal with.
Well, that's the point. But he doesn't go out with women. That cuts down on networking for women.
That's different, though. You have to remember, he's in politics in one of the sleaziest towns in the country. Yeah.
What town is that?
D.C. is one of the sleaziest towns. You walk into these bars, it is. You walk into these bars, you see tons of inappropriate behavior. He can...
Inappropriate? What's going on in D.C.?
You know what?
With this ninny. Tons of inappropriate behavior.
Oh, yes.
What are people just fucking each other in the ear holes in every booth at a D.C. bar?
Without these rules Pence puts upon himself, he'd be dry humping Lindsey Graham.
I'm really worried because there should be universal outrage right now on this stupid show. They're lending credence to this moronic practice of Mike Pence. They're normalizing it.
This is the problem. You know what? This segment.
This is how we turned into Iran.
Right.
And this is a slippery slope.
It's a fucking problem. We talked about this before. You know, just because the GOP is embracing some weird ass fucking far right wing, bigoted, anti-gay, puritanical bullshit does not, you don't need to give them a valid seat at the table. Their fucking bigoted view does not need to be represented on shows like this. This other person, who is this person? What did you say her name was?
These are just view ninnies. Sarah Hines.
We don't need to hear from these people.
Sonny Hostin, A-Rod, and Joy Behar, and somebody by the last name of Bila.
I wish a producer would go up to Joy and say, listen, whatever they told you about being nice to everybody else, scrap that. She should be wiping the floor with these motherfuckers. They are, you know what I mean?
This is a woman named Jedediah?
Jedediah. That's biblical, baby.
Co-host Jedediah Bila. That's the one who just said it's one of the sleaziest towns in this country. So apparently her folks wanted a boy. Who the fuck
is like scared to go out and have dinner and wine with somebody of the opposite fucking sex?
You can even hear the audience, you know, when that one ninny was like, I think it's a matter of respect that he doesn't go out. What good is going to come of it? And you heard this in the audience. I mean, even the audience is like, what? You got to be kidding me. What this is turning into the fucking Handmaid's Tale.
Oh yeah, you're right. We're normalizing this shit.
I'm I'm outraged that they're not outraged.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Work with other women. I think what he's saying is if you're looking to get ahead, I'm the vice president. He's the vice president. Everyone is on a power trip in D.C. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to get ahead and you're going to try to schmooze me and you're going to walk into a bar and you think you're going to drink it up and take some inappropriate picture of me and then send it out there or try to get something from me, that's not going to happen. He's putting his wife front and center and saying, this is what I'm about. This is what I stand for. And you know what?
That's, I'm just feeling he always somebody did this even before.
That my IQ just dropped listening to that idiotic, moronic explanation.
It's so fucking
such a bad. Everybody thought to take pictures of you licking the balls of a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
So if you don't, I'm not going to put myself anywhere near a Boy Scout.
Well, she sort of. It looked like she was getting in the neighborhood of saying, "Well, you know, there's all these evil whores out there, Mike. You got to be careful."
Right. You looking to take rules. Pictures. Yeah. Looking to take pictures of you.
God. Dummies.
Was listen, the vice president.
He's been married 30 years. Come on. He's saying if you want to work with me, you can work in the office. You don't have to work over drinks.
Right. Over dinner.
But I still disagree. And Alex, please have my back here or I'm outnumbered. I feel like every time you're going to do something, like someone wants to meet you, hear what you do, maybe they want to get in front of you for an interview, they always say, let's get coffee, let's get drinks, let's go out.
It's
always
coffee. Coffee is different.
I'm not saying you have to drink, but it you is. Do go one-on-one. I don't say, let me call my husband to come along.
That's
I'm
right.
a big girl.
You're not vice president, though. That's the difference.
But I'm saying you can be vice president for 70 days.
And before that, he was governor. He was in a political
position. And before that, what that does say is for women that do want to get ahead, that want to meet with him, that want to get in front of him,
God, this poor woman who's trying, Sarah Hines, is trying to be the voice of reason here, and nobody's helping her.
Right.
She's like, wait a minute, I'm an adult woman. I want to be able to go out without having to call my daddy.
This is bananas.
For permission.
We're talking about, you know, you're telling me you can't have, where are these? Were they raised in the world of Mad Men or something? In the fucking 50s? Do they want to go back to Eisenhower?
God, apparently.
What the fuck is their problem? I hope nobody's showing ankle. Ah, damn.
Oh, my God. That's right. Celeste just rang in on the Twitter.
Yes.
At Crab Diving. Pence was a fucking DJ, for fuck's sake.
She said,
that's right. He was a radio
He wasn't
nut.
Like a cool DJ. He didn't do like house music or techno. He did like... yeah.
We're spinning up some death metal here, Mike Pence.
I don't care if it's coffee. Just, I mean, you're missing that. Alcohol. I'm saying they can have coffee, breakfast, whatever you say, but I'm not going to bring my husband every time I
think
am around a man.
Suspicious.
I'm not that tactic.
You girls are suspicious of your men is what
I'm
I say.
I'm not at all.
Oh, well, here we go. Joy Behar waking up a little bit.
It's a sign of respect
to never have dinner.
Then you have jealousy issues.
Yeah, it's so you have jealousy.
It's a sign of respect that he not be allowed to go anywhere without my permission or without me being there. I think it's a sign of respect. Imagine the other way around.
And what it's say? Hey, what if you're meeting the vice president and you're trying to bid on? I don't know. You want to get in front of him for a meeting, and you're a guy. Well, it's a lot easier. Because mother doesn't have to be around. Oh, God. But God forbid you have a uvula, you gotta, or a vulva, whatever.
Why does everybody
fucking, you gotta
and
wait.
And a uvula.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta wait till his weird ass wife shows up.
I hadn't planned on playing this whole clip, but I'm gobsmacked.
And by the way, I'm gobsmacked with how bad they are. I mean, this.
Well, that, and I just can't believe there's not universal outrage and that there may be one Christo loon on the panel who's defending this. But this is like 3-on-1 or 3-on-2. A-Rod's just sitting there. He's like, I don't know.
Well,
don't
this is the fucking View, dude. They've said some pretty fucking stupid shit before. The one, what's her face? Sherry Shepherd?
Yeah, flat.
She
earth.
Said the fucking earth was flat and she didn't know otherwise.
I'm actually not. I think it's a sign of respect.
To never have dinner with a woman.
To have dinner and drinks with a woman one-on-one. I don't think it's necessary. I think you can conduct business in the boardroom. I think you can conduct business. People have a lot of...
Why? What are you afraid of?
God, I just...
What are you afraid of? Why do we have to be relegated to a safe space with a chaperone? Why aren't you a fucking adult?
I don't want to have dinner with you. You want to have dinner with Mike Pence and then his weird ass puritanical wife. And you're going to say the wrong thing. And she's going to have a fucking fit or something.
A lot of meetings at Starbucks. I think that you have to put your marriage front and center. You have to put your spouse front and center. And anything that can embarrass that person should be off limits.
So does that mean, let me ask you a question. Does that mean he shouldn't have dinner with Angela Merkel, for example?
That's not what he's talking about.
He said no woman.
One dude at the table.
Because you're an attorney.
Yes.
What I would say is this. You can do a lot of damage at breakfast or coffee.
Okay, that's so fair.
This is somebody who's cleared off a breakfast table.
Oh, sure, he has.
Or a cafe booth. And spread some seed.
Yes.
Don't do that either.
Well, just because it's coffee doesn't mean it's kosher.
Fair enough.
So okay, I agree with A-Rod. You can do some. You can get in some trouble at a coffee shop, too.
Oh, God.
Seriously, what is the difference between sitting and having a dinner with someone? And see, they're trying to conflate alcohol with the dinner thing.
Yeah.
The two separate issues.
And let me ask you something. They're worried about Pence hooking up with some woman, right? That's what they're worried about.
It's not, I won't go to a sex club without my wife.
Right.
I mean, shit.
Oh, God. I don't ever want to see that. Just scoop out my eyeballs with one of those grapefruit spoons. Oh,
Mommy.
Set the parameters and you identify is not social. Is business?
Yeah,
I think you need to do that.
So what would you do?
You would call. A-Rod is stupid. Let's just not pretend he's not. He's a very good baseball player, one of the best in his prime in history. Very good at that. I don't know what he's doing on The View. Does he have a glove on his hand or something? Is he holding a bat?
No.
At the very least.
No, he's got a suit on.
Oh my God.
Your significant other and say what?
I would say we're going to have dinner at Houston's from 7 to 9. This is why we're having dinner. I mean, complete transparency. Just let her have it, dump it on her, and let her figure out. And honey, I'll call you when I get home.
Okay. And I guess that way, if someone sees you, you're protected because she knows.
Well, she should know everything first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Quit clapping for him. He made $30 million to sit on the fucking bench.
I agree with, depending on the relationship. If you're married, you know, maybe I'm going to have dinner with this person. I'll be back at 9 or whatever. Yeah. But
get all your conversation out of your system.
But it's very different from the way Pence put it about I won't have dinner alone without my wife.
Yeah,
there's a permission, a creepy.
It sounds like
rapey thing about it.
He should be sneaking up on his mother in the shower.
Like, what is he worried?
You know what I mean?
You know, this idiot here who's saying, well, what if someone sees you together?
So what? Who gives a fuck?
Right.
Sees me together.
First of all, it's a fucking Rod.
Is my dick in something? Yeah. I mean, well, you're not walking around my dick in somebody's ear?
I saw you having dinner with someone.
Oh, God. Didn't A-Rod get a divorce not too long ago? I'm going to look that up.
Probably.
If it's somebody that you know, like, say, for example, if I go have dinner with someone and it's someone that my boyfriend knows, who knows our relationship, we've all hung out, mm-hmm. there's a comfort. He's not talking about that. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the D.C. slime.
I just can't.
Out there that is waiting to see
for many years.
I know it's true.
He was so yucky.
Walking through the
fire. Finally, Joy is saying, oh, please.
Walk into these bars in D.C., look at a happy hour among politicians, and you know the history of politicians that cheat on their wives, that cheat on their husbands. I think it's nice to see someone say, look, if you want to...
These are idiots.
These
are idiots who've been cheated on a lot.
Right.
It seems, because there's zero trust.
A-Rod is dating J-Lo. That's what he announces.
That's
what he announces on The View later. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
By the way,
I kind of knew that.
Yeah.
They've been hanging out.
If you want to learn shit like that, listen to the Hollywood Hicks, 7 p.m., midnight, and 7 a.m.
I got another one for
a
you.
A new one tonight?
No. I got another. Well, there's a new K-Voice today.
Oh, shit.
Immediately following us if you're listening live. Otherwise, go to iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Viva la resistance!
Another celebrity canoodling. Pam.
Oh, go ahead.
Pam Anderson.
Yes.
Julian Assange. Figure that one out. Figure that one out. I saw something earlier that's like,
did she just go to the embassy?
Pam Anderson's being, well, she has to.
Oh, you know what it is? Julian Assange.
Pam Anderson's being coy about her relationship with Julian Assange.
He's going to sneak out one of her breast implants.
Hilarious. God, A-Rod said J-Lo is one of the smartest people he's ever met. And I believe him because the guy fucking guy I hung out with baseball players his whole life.
Yeah, I never thought she was dumb, to be honest.
I don't think she's dumb, dude. But she's the smartest person.
Well, that's
that he's met.
Well, he's
did you meet?
How long have they been dating?
Hey, A-Rod.
How long have they been dating?
You owe Greg Maddux a fucking apology for that statement. You met Greg Maddux, Hall of Fame fucking pitcher. That guy's smart. I guarantee you he's smarter than J-Lo. Sorry.
You're going to go through celebrities. Oh, yes. He may have bumped into.
How dare you? Greg Maddux got in the Hall of Fame with no fucking steroids, you asshole.
Sorry for blasting your ear holes with the view, but I just, I can't wrap my brain around the fact that there's anyone in this day and age supporting that ridiculous, lunacy of Mike Pence saying that he can't be in eat dinner without mommy being there. It's pretty fucked up.
You know what? We talk about. I don't mean to change the subject. I'm so sorry. But we talk about income inequality a lot on the Crab Diving Show, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. This story kind of speaks to it because I mean, do you really think A-Rod needs to marry J-Lo?
Well, who says they're getting married?
Or be together or something like that?
Why not?
Because they're two rich people.
Well, they deserve to be happy, too.
They're already happy. Find somebody else that's poor and spread the fucking wealth, stupid. You know what I mean? God, that frustrates me.
But, I mean, there is that something to be said for somebody who understands the world of celebrity.
Because right.
It kind of happens all the time when somebody... That's why people end up with new wife or new husband after they become famous is because, it's not an upgrade. It's the relationship,
right?
The people were different,
but what's
when the relationship started, and now one's rich and or famous or whatever, and the dynamic may change.
I would introduce some fucking income thing where like you I'm not gonna let two rich fucking oligarchs marry each other. Fuck that shit. Fuck it. Be together or anything.
You have
like
to uplift a poor person.
Yeah
Spread the wealth,
man. Fuck. You know,
North Carolina, we've been following, speaking of crystal loons and religious mullahs of
God,
the United States,
all the shit we got
American
going on in this
Taliban.
Planet.
Yeah.
And these fucking guys want to look at your dick before you go in the fucking bathroom to pee. Ridiculous.
We talked about it. I was going to say yesterday, but on Tuesday's show, a couple days ago Wednesday's show a couple days ago about HB2 in North Carolina, the no bathroom for you if your genitalia doesn't match your birth certificate.
God damn, we're all concerned about where people are peeing from and
about all the hits they've been taking business-wise, and one estimate was $3.7 billion in the next 10 years.
Good
they're
God.
Slated to lose, they think, because of this. And the big sword of Damocles that was dangling over them, with someone sawing away at the hair, holding it up, was the NCAA had given them a deadline of yesterday,
right,
to repeal it, or the NCAA said, no NCAA for you.
Bye-bye.
For like 10 years.
This is what people in the South, I'll tell you what they hate. People of color, a lot of them, not all of them, people of color, they hate big government. They hate Hillary Clinton. They hate gay people, but they fucking love college sports. Love it. This should bother them, right?
Well, they're calling it a repeal, but in actuality, LGBT activists and sane people are saying this is some bullshit that they've come up with. And I'm hoping we're waiting on the NCAA to respond.
They said repeal it, though, right?
They're hoping the NCAA looks at this and says, you guys are jerking our chains, because that's what these fuckers are doing.
Right.
North Carolina lawmakers yesterday voted to repeal and replace... a costly and highly criticized law that restricts which public restrooms transgender people can use. The governor, Roy Cooper, he's the Democrat, remember?
Yes.
Pat McCrory, who really should be in jail, voted out even in a Trumpian wave.
Yes.
Couldn't win in North Carolina. The people loathe him so much.
Yeah, he's a dick.
The new governor, Roy Cooper.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if we ever followed up on, you know, they...
crab diving follow-up.
Remember the evil Republicans there had tried to pass all those laws, taking away all his power?
Strip his authority,
taking away the incoming Democrats' power, because they're all Republicans. And he instantly sued, saying this is shenaniganry of the highest caliber. And some federal judge agreed, and it's on, all those laws are on hold. They're like, this is bullshit. This is some bullshit. You guys can't do that.
Right. Stupid.
It's, once again, it's Republican evil.
Yeah.
Oh my God, a Democrat won. Let's take away all his power.
Why are they so spiteful?
Let's vote away his power.
These are the worst fucking people ever.
So Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina, signed this bill despite very vocal and intense opposition.
Right.
From LGBT groups, LGBTQI, et cetera, groups opposing it, because even though it repealed HB2, it also put into place a 3-year moratorium on any municipality or county passing non-discrimination laws. So in effect, it's the same deal.
Oh my God.
Charlotte, North Carolina had said, we're going to add LGBT to our non-discrimination laws, meaning
you
can't discriminate against them, which by transitive property or whatever would also mean that transgender humans could use whatever fucking bathroom they identify with.
Right.
And to recap, that was a 12-alarm fire to the Republicans of North Carolina. Pat McCrory, the governor at the time, horrible, festering, infected hemorrhoid of a human being.
Of the things that get ignored in that state that the people actually fucking need.
Called a special session, called them back a day early because they had to. Overturned emergency session that evil law that Charlotte had passed because
I don't need no Viagra now, boy.
All of a sudden, truckers were just buying pink bows and putting them in their ears.
Oh, is that what happened?
Walking into the ladies' bathrooms everywhere.
Give me my fake vaginal insert. I'm going peep tomming.
And then they repealed it. And then 2 days later, they passed that HB2.
Yeah.
They overrode Charlotte's law.
Well, isn't the NCAA going to be insulted by this? Are they going to be like, listen, you.
I hope so. The Roy Cooper, the governor, said it's a compromise.
Ugh.
He says it's not a perfect deal and it's not my preferred solution. But he signed it anyway.
God damn it. You cannot compromise with these GOP motherfuckers on this.
He should have vetoed it.
This is like negotiating with fucking terrorists. You can't do it. Because they're just going to chip away at it. And it sends a wrong fucking message, too. It sends a wrong message to minorities and gay people that, like, you will compromise their human rights to get something done. That's fucked.
Sports leagues have relocated games. Companies have canceled expansions. Tourists have elected to spend their money elsewhere.
You're heinous. Nobody wants to nobody wants to go there. It's heinous.
And then they received the ultimatum from the NCAA saying that because if they don't repeal that law by Thursday, they will pull their championship events for the next 10 years.
Yeah, fuck you.
No scheduling for you.
The next 10 fucking years, man. You got to hand it to the NCAA, man. That's badass.
Under the compromise, I'm putting quotes around that. They repealed the bathroom law, also known as HB2.
Okay.
The law was best known for its provisions requiring people to use bathrooms that match the sex on their birth certificates.
God.
Rather than gender identity.
I got to carry around my birth certificate because I need to piss.
It also reversed local ordinances, expanding protections for LGBT people. And limited some minimum wage standards. You know, they always put these little poison pills in this. This is one of the things I think it's wrong with our system. Oh, I think everything should be a la carte. I just don't think
you should be able to
put amendments that are unrelated.
But what if I want to pork it up?
Well, that's the problem.
I want to pork it up because I'm an evil GOP fucknut.
So instead, they've imposed a 3-year ban on local governments enacting non-discrimination ordinances.
Hold on a second.
Extending it until after the next gubernatorial election. So they're banking on, hopefully the next governor will be Republican and we'll go back to being able to discriminate against who we want.
The GOP on shit like this, you know, Bernie's right on this. You can't fucking negotiate
like
on
SCOTUS.
Human fucking rights and shit like that.
They're evil. They're saying if we don't win, we're going to grind everything to a halt and wait again until we maybe win next time.
If it were acceptable to compromise on the rights of people, then you wouldn't have had Selma, right? You wouldn't have Martin Luther King marching in Alabama. I mean, these are deal breakers. Fucking deal breakers. You got to treat people as people, and you can't be up somebody's dick about what bathroom they're using. Man.
So they're saying it's a temporary moratorium on non-discrimination ordinances.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate how weird this GOP is? They got Trump as president, as vice president. You got this guy, mother, won't let me have dinner with another woman, especially if there's alcohol involved, because we might end up fucking.
Terrifying.
Who wants to fuck you? You look like a pilgrim, like you said. You're disgusting.
State Senator, the leader of the state Senate, Phil Berger, a Republican.
Berger.
Vocal proponent of the anti-trans bill.
Never
met a trans person he liked.
Imagine you want to hang your hat on this fucking thing. This is my bill.
Said compromise is difficult for both sides, but I'm pleased this proposal fully protects the safety and privacy by keeping men out of women's bathrooms.
Oh my God.
Does that sound like a compromise to you?
No. Gay
rights organizations, civil rights groups are calling it a fake repeal, a betrayal. Yeah,
it's bullshit.
Chad Griffin, president of the Human Rights Campaign, said this new law does not repeal HB2. Instead, it institutes a statewide prohibition on equality by banning non-discrimination protections across North Carolina and fuels the flames of anti-transgender hate. Each and every lawmaker who supported this bill has betrayed the LGBTQ community.
There you go. God, what have they done? What has the GOP done for us? Nothing.
Mara Kiesling, executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality, said that the bill and laws like it are based on the vicious lie that trans people represent some type of danger to others.
Right.
Right.
Do you want to be marginalized like that? How the fuck do you think it would make a trans person feel? You go to a bathroom, public bathroom, and there's like a dude, a security guard, looking everybody over to make sure they're going in the right bathroom because they perceive trans people as like, I don't know, perverted, deviant. You can't trust them in the bathroom. God.
Despite some of the Democrats in the North Carolina legislature, refuse to back it. We would rather suffer under HB2 than to have this body one more time deny us the full and unfettered protection of the law. Democratic Representative Dev Butler, one of two openly LGBT lawmakers in North Carolina.
How in the fuck, if you're a lawmaker there and you're behind this bill, how do you look that person in the fucking face? I don't, you know, I'm fine with you being discriminated against.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You can't compromise on rights.
You cannot. mean, what's the point? What's the point of having a fucking government?
We'll allow half black people to drink out of our fountain.
Oh, yes.
But that's a compromise. Obama could drink out of our fountain.
Oh, yes. He's one of the good ones. God. It's fucking disgusting, you know?
I'm trying to see if there's been anything. The NCAA has said the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, this is hot off the presses. This is like an hour ago.
Oh, shit.
Said that in light of North Carolina's decision to repeal its controversial bathroom bill, the organization's board of directors will announce next week whether it will allow the return of NCAA championships to the state.
Yeah.
He said, with committees needing to make decisions soon to meet bidding obligations, the board will meet the next few days to debate the merits of the new law.
Yeah.
The board had four problems with that bill, and they've removed some of those, but not all of them. They've removed two or three, but is that enough, he said. This is the head of the NCAA. So they're not even guaranteeing.
Right.
The ACC, meanwhile, the Atlantic Coast Conference commissioner, said he does like it.
Oh, it's good enough for him. Okay.
He said the repeal, it's not a repeal. He said the repeal, quote, allows the opportunity to reopen the discussion.
Reopen
with the ACC Council of Presidents regarding neutral site conference championships. He thinks it's time. He said that's enough. We can start talking about having championships there again.
God, what if your daughter or son was a trans person? He might feel differently. I don't know.
Well, that's the only way conservatives
I know
ever
they
sometimes
can't
and not even all the time.
It has to happen to them.
And even then.
Right.
How many cases of parents kicking out a LGBTQ kid and wanting nothing to do with them?
Right.
Because they're heinous, evil people.
Fucked up.
Who are buying into their religious, ridiculous myths over their own actual flesh and blood.
God, could you imagine? God, you got to call your... I refer to my wife as mother. That is...
Oh, yeah.
That's so fucking... It's really like, isn't it like Psycho? Is it Norman Bates? Doesn't he have a fascination with his mom? And it's very Norman
spoiler
Batesy.
Alert. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys. If you haven't seen that trendy movie.
On this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen, I've got, you know what? I have a whole bunch. I think I'm going to bump it to Monday. I've got a whole bunch of when animals get pissed, but let's bump when animals get pissed to Monday, because I got some Faithless Friday shit lining up here.
Tune in Monday, motherfuckers. Learn some shit about animals.
Let me get rid of this one because I've been sitting on it for a couple of days.
Ooh.
God.
Are you sore?
I mean, I didn't say I didn't like it. This is just, the headline made me crazy. Jesus's tomb is unveiled after year-long renovation.
They're renovating it. What kind of, like...
They put some urinals in.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, listen. You better show me your
Starbucks,
dick before you walk in there.
A Starbucks / Subway sandwich shop.
Now you're talking. See, I like those two things.
Coffee and sandwiches.
Yummy.
Put in a glory hole, and
right.
I'd never leave.
Jesus's tomb...
Yes.
In.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I thought he died and rose to Jesus or some, or heaven or whatever.
The tomb that Christians believe.
Yes.
Was where Jesus was stuffed and then came back.
He stuffed him.
They stuffed him into it and then came back.
Right.
Officially known as the Holy Edicule. E-D-I-C-U-L-E, which is awfully close to ridicule.
Meet me at the edicule.
What it deserves.
I have never heard of that. An edicule. It's fucked up.
It's just a sight to grab dumb Christians by the ankles, turn them over, and shake their money out into buckets.
Is there a gift shop?
It's the only reason.
Of course. There's a gift shop.
It's the only thing it is.
Guys. Damn it. These Christians, they're when you think you can't soak them for any more money.
Three different, listen, I mean, to how crazy this is.
Edicule.
The site sits inside the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, one of the world's oldest churches. Three different Christian denominations, Roman Catholic, Greek Orthodox, and Armenian Orthodox.
My favorite.
Share custody over the Holy Sepulchre.
Okay. Wait. What is a sepulchre?
This is the church. The church of the Holy Sepulchre.
Okay. God damn.
In the past, there have been turf wars and brawls over the management of the site. But they all agreed to put their differences aside to save what they all believe is the tomb of Christ.
Good God. I thought he was okay. So they crucified him and they threw him in this tomb and somehow he rose up from the dead.
What, citations.
I don't know.
Fucking
Wikipedia. The Bible.
The shrine was in desperate need of attention after years of exposure to water, humidity, candle smoke, and wax.
Candle smoke.
The restoration team removed every marble slab, numbered them, used Q-tip-like cotton swabs to clean them, and then put them back.
Well, I mean, at least that they're in the interest of, you know. But what is this? I mean, how do they know it's Jesus was buried there? They don't.
What, right. They don't even know he existed. There's debates about that.
But this
that
is
the actual historical figure of Jesus even fucking existed.
You got to appreciate these guys, though. I mean, this is if I'm on Shark Tank and I'm one of the money guys and this guy comes to me and say, hey, listen, I got a gift shop. I'm going to open right next to the tomb of Jesus. I'm like, fucking I'm in. Let's make some money, baby.
Right. So the. Oops.
Is that a shark?
That was an accident. I pressed the wrong button.
That's when animals get pissed music. If you want to hear the whole drop, tune in Monday.
Oh, maybe that's why that was queued up for some reason. I don't know.
Why are you queued up? Oh yeah.
Yeah, we really need to talk to the interns. This is what I was looking for. The most dramatic and exciting moment of the renovation came when workers entered the inner sanctum of the shrine, the burial chamber of Jesus.
Gosh,
that's enough of that.
Is that Billy Joel? Or?
It is. It's Sid Vicious. The
you can't get a gig, man.
An old marble layer covering the bedrock where Jesus' body is said to have been placed was temporarily slid open. They opened it.
Did you see footprints in the sand next to yours and nobody was there?
Below the outer marble layer was a white rose marble slab engraved with a cross.
Why?
Which the team dated to the 14th century. Okay. Beneath that one was an even older gray marble slab protecting the bedrock. Mortar on that slab dates to the 4th century, where Roman Emperor Constantine ordered the Church of the Holy Sepulchre built. Now, meanwhile,
sepulchre, is that what it's called? Sepulchre. What the fuck does that mean? It's a weird sepulchre.
Yes.
Sepulchre this.
It's a very Jesus-y term.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
It's quite Jesus-y.
Sepulchre.
You could name a band.
The sepulchre? Mm-hmm. I can barely say it. It's horrible.
Sepulchre.
Right. Fuck you.
It's a sepulchre is a small room or monument cut in rock or built of stone.
Ooh, yes.
In which a dead person is laid or buried.
Great. We'll name a whole church after this morbid fucking thing.
I would call that a tomb.
Wouldn't you? Yeah, I'd call that creepy.
Or a burial vault, but sepulchre sounds so much more fancy.
Why are Christians and Protestants, why are you guys all into this death thing? They're way into death.
But I mean, think of the millions of dollars. A team of 50.
Yes.
Restoration type humans.
Oh, shit.
Were taking Q-tips to these fucking slabs built over a spot that Constantine just decided was where Jesus was born, was entombed.
And this is back in the day,
and
right?
And decided to put up a shrine.
Jesus was born here. I'm sorry. Died here. I know it.
Constantine, wasn't Constantine the whole Council of Nicaea dude? Wasn't he the guy that got together and they decided what to put in the Bible? Oh, no, wait.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Lord wrote that. Lightning bolts from the sky came down.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe some ancient guy found some plates and some rocks that he put in a hat.
Oh, are you talking about the Mormons? Jeez. That Mormon Friday, religion, everybody. I mean. It's like a guy came up with a religion just so he could, bang underage people.
So there you go. Just ridiculous, I'm sure, amounts of money being spent on, let's call it a myth.
Yeah.
Disneyland for Christians and no fun rides.
Meanwhile, everybody's like, they're dusting away centuries of dirt from a slab of marble for nothing.
Spending millions.
Oh, yeah.
Because they make millions. They make gazillions.
Who owns this? Does the Catholic Church own this tomb of Jesus? Or is it some private guy?
It's a three-way, remember? It's the Catholics, the Armenian Orthodox, and the Greek Orthodox.
All the big players.
Orthodox is.
Who loves Jesus the most out of all those fucking weirdos?
Depends on who you ask.
I do. Fuck you.
Let's see, what have we got? Oh, God, this is a quick one. Lance Wallnau, we've talked about him briefly before. He's a right-wing preacher, God wielder.
Oh, is he going to go see the tomb of Jesus or no?
A Jesus whisperer.
Lance, come on, apparently. You got the tomb of your fucking God over here. You're going to see it or not?
Well, Lance Wallnau scheduled to appear on Pat Robertson's 700 Club. I've got a little Pat Robertson for you, too.
What a great booking.
He's got a new book.
Yes.
God's Chaos Candidate, Donald Trump and the American Unraveling.
That is a long fucking title. I mean, that fits on a jacket.
Well, you know the subtitles. So he has said that, well, here's a little bit of him.
This nutball.
He's speaking beforehand to employees of the Christian Broadcasting Network. So I guess he had a little confab where he gave a little talk to the employees of
nuts.
The CBN.
Yes.
And in it, he talks about Trump and the Access Hollywood tape.
Okay.
You might recall it as the Grab Them by the Pussy tape.
I believe that Donald Trump is in office because God foresaw where America was going and that he was going to do something unusual. And I'm very confident in the fact that there's a reformation coming to America. And I encourage you to wrap your head around this possibility. When he was 14 points behind, I published this book. It was 5 days out on the market. It was a bestseller on Amazon, 40,000 sales. 5 days out, and the Access Hollywood recording comes to me. And I thought, this is so embarrassing because I am now going to look like a totally false prophet. And it's like all these years I never wrote a book. I finally write one book, and it has to be this.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. They're going to think I'm a false prophet.
I don't want to be a false prophet.
Because he wrote a pro-Trump book.
God.
And then Pussygate.
I'm done. I'm done. And I thought, my gosh, how could I be so deluded? And the Lord, I was in Jerusalem at the time, working with political people.
Oh, great.
And I took my camera, my iPhone, and I remember with desperation, I did a broadcast at the window of the Mount Zion Hotel, pleading with Christians to recognize that I said, Donald Trump had one iniquity he owned. It was he was a womanizer. In 2006, he made a decision that would end because he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't do drugs. He lost his older brother.
This is all batshit.
Right. It's nuts.
To excess. So he only had one iniquity that he was a playboy billionaire. That ended in 2006 because he said he saw seeds of destruction, but he never described what they were. But you could see his history. It was that one area where he was going to have to be a committed husband. That was when he got married. And I said, it's just like the devil to...
That was when he got married the third time, you asshole.
And then he cheated
before,
right?
He did it twice before, okay. Yeah. And cheated on both of them.
Oh, yes.
go back a decade ago to something you said and did when you no longer say and do those things and try to brand you right now. And I said, I said, the only reason this could happen is God allowed it because God is actually letting this man experience humble.
God released the tape, Ryan. God yes. somehow said, I remember that Billy Bush thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put the thought in some intern's mind to remember that.
I'm going to punish Schindler. Is that what this is? Is this God's way of punishing Schindler?
Humbling.
Humbling. Is this a great humbling?
Because he really didn't have about it because God is actually letting this man experience humbling. Because he really didn't have anything he could think of repenting for before, but now he's got something. And why would God humble anyone? He would only humble them before they're about to get promoted. I said, I'm more convinced than ever that God's got his hand on him.
I'm more convinced than ever that God's got his hand on him.
We can't sit here and call this guy mentally ill or anything like that. It's like, this is crazy.
No, the people listening to him
bananas.
And buying any of it are the mentally ill one. He's evil and a fraud.
Where is his book going to be on the shelf at Walmart? Science fiction? It should be on the science fiction, man.
It's a bestseller, man.
Don't put this on nonfiction.
It's a bestseller.
It can't be in religion. This is like Star Trek he's talking about. It's nuts.
What other Christian love is there out there on our Facebook page? I think it's from yesterday. We've got an Iowa legislator who basically, you know, they're trying all these anti-abortion laws, and this one now she's supporting a bill that basically says it's okie dokie. That a woman might have to be forced to carry a dead fetus to term.
Oh God! They know the fetus is dead, but
yes.
Do you still want to have it? Give birth to it?
She made some comments during a hearing.
You guys are fucked up
on a bill. Which is they're trying to ban abortions after 20 weeks, which have all fallen unconstitutionally that have gone any higher, but we'll see.
You don't even know if you're pregnant, right?
5 months, you rarely at 20 weeks.
Right.
They were trying, the fetal heartbeat one was the one that would have been like 4 to 6 weeks.
Wasn't that the name of your country band?
That one they failed. They tried that in Iowa. They tried a fetal heartbeat law,
right.
And they didn't pass that one. But now they're saying, well, let's do a 20-weeker.
Yeah.
So this Shannon Lundgren is her name. Let's call her a Republican.
Oh, yes. They love it. They love fetuses, these Republicans. Hate kids.
She represents rural Dubuque.
Oh, my. Rural Dubuque.
Rural Dubuque, Iowa. I mean, that's a
you can't
redundant.
Call it
yeah.
Dubuque, maybe.
She ran for office specifically on an anti-abortion platform.
There's nothing else
in
the country.
Save the baby.
There's nothing else we need to work on. You look around your fucking state, you're like, hey, what do we need here? Nothing.
Representative John Forbes asked her if her proposal, he said his daughter, who is currently 20 weeks pregnant, would have to carry her child to term if the doctor told her there was no longer a heartbeat. Is that good medicine, he said.
It can't be.
She responded, the bill wasn't written for the intent to protect or govern on the side of the woman. It was written to save babies' lives.
Okay.
Given the choice and being the voice of those babies that don't have one.
You want to give a voice to a clump of cells inside somebody's womb?
She said to this other guy, I understand what you're saying. This fetus, this baby is not alive. I would concur that in that instance, if your daughter's life is not in danger, that yes, she would have to carry that baby.
God, could you imagine?
Meanwhile, they can't tell her life is in danger or not. That baby, that dead baby,
yes,
could go septic in a very short amount of time, and she then gets blood poisoning and dies. So, all because
you're carrying
these religious extremists are telling her you can't abort. You can't
God.
Take out that dead
dude
fetus.
That's the worst thing. You imagine, so you know, your baby's dead. You're carrying your baby around. I can't imagine how you'd function. And then people are like, oh, when's your baby due? Like, my baby's dead. Some wacko in government's making me carry around a dead person in my body.
And this 20-week ban, you know, so few abortions happen that late.
Right.
And when they do, it's for bad reasons. It's because there's health issues for the mother and or the babies, you know. So very few women at 5 and 6 months are like, get it out of me. I just don't want to have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Lundgren even says that this 20-week ban will protect about 51 babies a year. So everyone has to carry dead babies to term for what she says is going to save 51.
Where does she come up with this 51 number?
That's how many post 20-week abortions they have in Iowa in a year.
But what if the 51? Baby, but what are you saving? That's the weird thing. Like, what if the baby was sick, screwed up, dead?
God. There you go.
When's your baby due? In 2 months, but he's dead, so don't worry about it. Don't send a gift. The baby's dead. Jeez. That's so fucked
on
up.
On Thursday, she tweeted a photo of an anti-abortion rally centered around a crib filled with baby shoes and American flags. The 2,000 shoes, she said, represents just half the abortions in Iowa.
Hey, listen, I mean, this is so unsympathetic to people that need abortions. Do you think they're happy their baby's dead? Do you think they're happy they got an abortion? Do you think they're thrilled to do this?
Well, yeah.
I mean, they're not happy about it either, you fucking idiot. But maybe they needed the abortion for whatever reason, and it's none of your fucking business.
She's so warm and fuzzy in the past. This is from Newsweek. In the past, she's also backed bills to limit workplace injury claims.
Oh, okay.
So you can't sue your benevolent employer if you get hurt at work.
Jesus Christ.
She's backed bills to prohibit cities and counties from enacting bans on possession of firearms.
Okay.
No city. You can't pass a law, city. You can't pass a law, county. We're small government.
Right. And if you want to go into that college, you're a student at that college, bring your guns into your dorm room.
And she's against collective bargaining for public employees.
Oh, yeah. Because that's a bad thing, right?
Well, and how is that not free speech?
Fuck, I don't know.
You can't talk to these people.
I can't. So she's saying that
corporations getting together are groups of humans just getting together, and therefore that free speech is protected. However, groups of humans getting together to represent labor is not free speech and not protected. Figure that out.
And what good could come of labor getting together? Oh, I know. Things will get better for workers. But what happens when these business heads, they start canoodling and colluding?
Right.
Bad shit.
Canoodlers.
You're canoodlers.
Iowa.
Pieces of
so not only Steve King
shit
is a giant shit burger from Iowa.
Damn, how anti-
also got this woman.
How anti-women.
Yeah, I don't
GOP,
get it.
GOP, man. Just think of all the shit about Hillary. Oh, she's weak, she's sick, blah, 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 blah. Women are incubators with this abortion shit. That's how they see women. Carry around my baby and let, even if it's dead. You're an incubator.
Right.
God damn. You're barbarians. The GOP, man, they're fucking monsters.
And women only get to have sex when men decide.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't enjoy it.
Oh, and by the way, if you're going to have dinner with Mike Pence, his fucking wife has to come along.
Well, I think you'd welcome that.
Whom he calls
actually,
mother.
Who the fuck wants to have dinner with Mike Pence?
What do you think his wife is like?
I said she may be the fun one. She may be the nice one. Who knows?
Temper those expectations.
You think?
I don't think either are the fun one. I think they're both Puritans. You're right. They probably dress like pilgrims in their free time. Maybe that's how they role play. Bring me a turkey and put that stupid hat on.
We've got the Texas Taliban.
Fuck you.
Got a story here this Faithless Friday.
Ooh.
In the last few minutes here of Faithless Friday.
Oh, shit.
In order to justify
Yes.
taking food stamps away from poor people.
Ah.
A Texas Republican cited 2 Thessalonians go into a bar. 2 Thessalonians 3:10.
Oh, yes. That's a good one, too. It's funny. It's a funny one.
As the reason to cut benefits for people who use them, who need them. We've heard this before, actually, from other heinous, horrible people that are Republicans trying to take away food from poor people.
It's in the Bible, they're saying?
If a man will not work, he shall not eat.
What about if a man is hanging out with Jesus and he busts out the loaves of the fishes? Everybody eats. What about that?
During a House Agriculture Committee hearing in Texas about the SNAP program, let's remind everyone, SNAP benefits are for single mothers and children. Children, you evil fucks.
The only children they give a fuck about aren't even children. They're fetuses.
Right.
And sometimes they're not fetuses, right? They don't even have a, they barely have a heartbeat. And they care about that.
And even in the Bible, they're talking about people who choose not to work but can. SNAP benefits are used to help people who can't work because of disabilities,
right,
mental illness.
This is the kind of shit that makes our society stable, right? I mean, you have less starving people. You have less people in need. If you have this thing, it helps.
It's like Wonder Woman batting away the bullets. If a sane person tries to quote a different Bible passage, because, you know, it's all cherry picking.
Oh, yeah.
I guess a sane person had said something about, I don't know, helping people.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of in the Bible. That seems to be a theme, especially that Jesus character.
It's like a buffet. It's the only thing I want. It's a Jell-O. Right. The part about abortion.
And this guy says, I did hear, Mr. Protus, your opening remarks where you quoted Leviticus, I believe. I think that's a great reflection of the character of God and the compassion of God's heart and how we ought to reflect that compassion in our lives. But,
oh shit,
there's also, you know, in the scripture tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, he says, for even when we were with you, we gave you this rule. If a man will not work, he shall not eat.
Who says that, Gimli?
And then he goes on to say, we hear that some among you are idle. I think that's a reasonable expectation that we have work requirements.
Oh, my God. God, Jesus would want to help the poor people if he existed. You know what I mean?
I'm reading from Pathos over here. It says, you would think the people who love to quote the Bible would look at Matthew 25:35, where Jesus, you're Christians. You're supposed to be going by what the bearded dude says. Yes,
this is your Elvis.
Not what your fucking Thessalonians and your Leviticuses of the Old Testament say. Didn't Jesus come around and say, forget all that bullshit?
Yeah, I'm God.
Love God, love your neighbor.
Yeah.
And you don't need the love God part.
And then they ask him, well, what about childhood cancer? And he says, fuck off. Don't worry about that.
Jesus said, for I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink.
I don't know what the fuck.
It does not go on to say, after I swept your floors for you.
Or, I'll give you food and drink, but please pee in this cup, because God forbid find any drugs in your urine, which we won't. They won't.
Well, and speaking of working and not doing anything, what about these legislators?
Yeah, you guys don't do shit.
How do you earn your money?
Yeah, they make... They talk to these pro-abortion lobbyists, motherfuckers, and they suck their dick all day, and they go, they're mouthpieces. That's how they make their fucking money.
It's just, and the fucking hypocrisy.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Of it.
Shit, man. I hope this Russian shit, I hope they take all these guys go away.
Eventually, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
The GOP, you're on your way out because you suck. I can't think of anything good there. What good thing have we said about the GOP there, or we could see from the news, from the headlines? What good thing? I can't think of one good thing they're up to
here in the last couple of moments of this Faithless Friday.
God damn.
Dr. Pat Robertson.
Oh, my God. What's he a doctor of?
Well, doctor.
Creepiness.
He thinks he's a doctor. Right. Listen to this bullshit.
And welcome back to the 700 Club. It's time to bring it on with your email questions. We're going to start with Tiffany. She writes, first, I just want to say I love you. Well, we love you, too. I've been extremely ill for almost 7 years. I pray. I read the Bible. I've asked for healing and have been prayed over many times. What hurts the most is that I feel abandoned by God when I have loved him so much. I have MS. I am chemically and environmentally sensitive, which means I am allergic to many everyday things. There are only a few foods that I can eat. I feel forsaken. I've been watching your show for a long time now, waiting for my name to be called when you have a word of knowledge.
Waiting for my name when you have a word of knowledge. People send their names in begging this charlatan to mention their names so that
the
Lord might notice them and cure their ills.
Why would the Lord notice Pat Robertson and not that lady, though?
Because he's got a special bat phone to the Lord.
And I'm so happy for those who say they are healed, but is healing not for everyone?
You know, when Jesus was here on earth, he healed everybody who came to him. There was not one person who came to Jesus who he turned by. He gave them some tests sometimes. He made them struggle sometimes. But every single one was healed that he came to Jesus. Now, listen.
We gave him tests. I don't remember that part.
What kind of fucking shit is he spinning?
I have dealt with MS. I have seen MS miraculously healed.
Bullshit.
I know this sounds strange,
shame
but I
on
do
you.
Believe that there's a spiritual component in MS. It's like a demonic.
Oh, God.
There's a spiritual demonic
and
component.
It's one
God,
of those
shame
things that
fucker.
You literally have to cast out. But I have seen people with MS get up out of a wheelchair and push.
It's called relapsing, remitting MS. It flares up and goes away. There's a primary progressive MS, which is the most fatal direct kind where you kind of go straight into a wheelchair and then die.
Right.
But most people, I think, have relapsing, recurring or relapsing, remitting, something like that, where you have flare-ups, you're in a wheelchair, and then, the lesions, the inflammation of the spine goes away, the spots go away for a while.
Because what?
Because it's an immune fuck-up disorder.
Not because of prayer?
No, it's of course because a couple of gay people are fucking each other in the butt somewhere.
That's
you're
how
paying
you get
the
MS.
Price.
I didn't know that.
Every lesion is a rim job.
God, could you imagine you're listening to this fucking show? Guys, quit rimming each other. You're killing us.
We can't play we gotta get out of here. We can't play the rest of this, but we'll play the rest of it on Monday. Thanks for joining us.
God, Pat Robertson, shame on
shame
fuck
on
face.
Him.
You fuck.
We'll be back. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Help us out here by buying your shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here. Brian's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we would love for you to have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a good weekend.
Did you bring condoms?
Yes.
Did you bring condoms?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.